Service call. Furnace blows cold air. Field flow for the cold air from the vents. Heat call. Split the easy thermostat fan mistake from a real no flame or limit problem. Then chase why there's no heat or why the blower is running without it. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What you'll see. Heat is calling, the blower is running. But the air at the registers is cold or just barely warm. There are really two different complaints hiding in here. The furnace is making heat. But you're also getting cold air mixed in a fan setting or short cycle issue, where the furnace isn't making heat at all and the blower is just moving room temperature air. Figure out which one before you dig in. The single most common furnace blows cold air called isn't a furnace failure at all. It's the thermostat fan switch set to on instead of auto. So the blower runs 24/7 and dumps cold air between heat cycles. Walk it in order. Check the thermostat fan setting first. Fan set to on means the blower runs continuously, including when the burners are off, so the customer feels cold air between cycles. Set it to auto, and confirm the blower only runs when there's actual heat. This solves a surprising number of these calls in 30 seconds. Confirm whether the burners are actually firing. Watch for flame on a heat call. If the furnace lights and makes heat normally and only the timing feels off cold at the start or end of a cycle, that's normal fan delay behavior. The blower runs a bit before and after to use the heat exchanger's heat. Excessively long cold blow points to a fan control or limit issue. No flame at all to your really on a no ignition or flame sense call. The blower running without heat is just the symptom. Jump to the what ignite or light then die trees. Check 24 volts on W, inducer, pressure switch, igniter, gas valve, and flame proving. Burners light, but blower won't start or starts cold and the furnace overheats to suspect the fan limit / fan control. If the blower never comes on, the heat exchanger overheats and the high limit cycles the burners while the cold blower keeps running on the limits call. You get cold air and short heat bursts. Check the fan control settings / board output and the blower motor and capacitor. Blower runs cold the whole time, because the limit is open to an open or tripped high limit often from a prior overheat caused by bad airflow can force the blower on while keeping the gas off. Check the limit for continuity and look for the airflow restriction that overheated it dirty filter, closed registers, blower problem, heat pump or dual fuel system. If it's a heat pump not a gas furnace, blowing cold air in heat mode is a different animal. Reversing valve, defrost, or aux heat. Confirm the equipment type. Don't troubleshoot a heat pump like a gas furnace. See the heat pump cold air article. What normal looks like. Fan on auto. Blower runs only with an active heat or cool call, plus the built-in fan off delay. Fan on delay heat. Blower starts shortly after ignition once the heat exchanger warms. A brief cool puff at startup is normal. Fan off delay heat. Blower runs about 60 to 180 seconds after the burners shut off to pull remaining heat. A brief cool tail at the end is normal. Supply temperature rise. A properly running furnace puts the supply air well above room temp. Temperature rise typically lands in the range stamped on the rating plate, commonly about 35 to 70 degrees rise. Cold supply air means little or no combustion. Common faults and what they mean. Fan switch on. Not auto. Continuous blower. Cold air between cycles. Not a fault. A setting. Most common cause. No ignition / flame failure. Blower moves room temp air, because the burners never fired or dropped out. Diagnose as a no heat call. Failed fan control / board fan output. Blower timing wrong or blower won't start, leading to overheating and cold air cycling. Open high limit from prior overheat, forces the blower on with gas off. Find the airflow restriction that tripped it. Blower motor or capacitor weak, slow or no blower, poor heat delivery, possible limit trips. Wrong equipment assumption it's a heat pump. Cold air and heat on a heat pump is reversing valve / defrost / aux territory, not a gas furnace problem. Tech tips and gotchas. Check the fan switch before you open a panel. It's the cheapest, fastest, most common answer. Don't be the tech who replaced a board when auto was the fix. A little cold air at the start and end of a cycle is normal. Fan delays are intentional. Don't chase a problem that's the furnace using its heat efficiently. Cold air the whole cycle equals no combustion or a stuck-on blower. Confirm flame. No flame means it's a no heat call wearing a cold air costume. An open limit forcing the blower on points upstream to airflow. The limit didn't fail for no reason. Find what overheated it. Always confirm furnace vs heat pump. Homeowners safe furnace for any heating box. The diagnosis is completely different. Safety / code notes. A furnace that overheats and trips its limit has an airflow problem that also stresses the heat exchanger. Find and fix the restriction. A repeatedly overheated heat exchanger is a CO risk. Never bypass or jumper a high limit to stop nuisance trips. It protects against an overheated heat exchanger. After any heat side repair, verify combustion and check for CO, and confirm venting and combustion air are intact per the mechanical code section 701.